Hello?
Hello, Woodrow.
Uh-huh.
Hey, it's Brad Carter. I wanted to tell you about my podcast.
About your what?
It's called the Phone Losers of America Radio.
Oh, I wouldn't be interested in hearing about it.
No, I'm not trying to sell you anything. We do a show on the internet every week. And by every week, I mean whenever the hell we feel like it. Do you have iTunes?
No, I don't have no internet.
Well, we do a show every week, and we entertain our listeners with tutorials and prank phone calls and songs and skits and social engineering and parody commercials.
Well, I don't even have a computer of no kind.
Can you go to the public library and go to www.phonelosers.org?
No, I wouldn't be interested.
You can get on iTunes and subscribe to the Phone Losers of America Radio.
No, let's just forget about it.
PLA Radio. It's not for everyone. www.phonelosers.org.
Cactus PLA Radio.
Now that I've gotten a bunch of your hopes up, thinking that this is a brand new episode of PLA Radio, guess what? It's not. Instead, this is going to be a clips show. And if you have a problem with that, you can thank Brian W., who is the sponsor of today's show. It's all his fault that I'm going to go through every single episode of PLA Radio in this episode of The Snowplow Show. And I'm going to play some sort of clip from every single episode, maybe a couple of clips if that episode is good enough for two clips. And I have no idea how long this is going to take. Please don't call me lazy for doing this, because I'm probably going to spend more time going through old episodes of PLA Radio than I would putting together an original show for The Snowplow Show. So quit complaining, just be happy with this. And if you do want to complain, remember, Brian W. is the sponsor of today's show. As some of you probably remember, a listener pointed out a few shows ago that January 31st, 2016 would be the 10-year anniversary of PLA Radio. If I were still doing PLA Radio, which I'm not. I mean, I never officially quit. I could do another episode one of these days. Who knows? But I think it's unlikely. You know, all the stuff that I do in the Snowplow Show is pretty much the same stuff I did in PLA Radio, just in a slightly different format and with a lot less commercial music. So what is PLA Radio? Let me try to explain. First of all, PLA Radio, before it was a podcast, it was a streaming internet radio station run from my house, and it was broadcast on Shoutcast. I didn't use a third-party service. I was just broadcasting it directly from my computer, from my home, so everyone had my IP address. That was real smart, and it would just play prank calls all day, mostly Phone Losers of America prank calls, but I threw a lot of material in there by other people as well, and occasionally I would jump on the PLA Radio stream and I would make prank phone calls. And this was, I think, probably in 2003, maybe 2004, and I think it lasted less than a year, but that doesn't even matter. Nobody remembers that, so who cares? I think it was either the very end of 2005 or the very beginning of 2006 when I first heard about podcasts somehow. I don't remember how I found out about podcasts. I probably read an article or something online. And I'd never heard of a podcast before. I think they were, I don't know when podcasts came around. Wasn't it like 2004? I know at least by 2005. But I immediately became hooked on podcasts. I loved the whole idea of it. And I loved all the shitty shows that I found. I would download them. I would actually burn them to CDs because that's all we had in 2006. And I would listen to those in my car and on airplane trips with my portable Discman player. And I think back then I had a pocket PC, one of those Microsoft devices, you know, like a handheld organizer. I started putting them on that thing. And then finally I just got an iPod because the pocket PC, it didn't have a whole lot of memory in it and I couldn't expand it. So I got an iPod and I listened to all of the amazing shows that were out back then, like the Twisted Pickle Show and the Nate and Die Show, the Bitterest Pill, Adam Curry's show, and just a ton of shows that aren't around anymore. They just quit for whatever reason. But I have been addicted to podcasts for about 10 years now, which is exactly how long I've been creating them. And I still listen to at least a few hours of podcasts every week. And I still think they're amazing and the best thing ever. And I think every single person out there should do one. But anyway, as soon as I figured out what podcasting was, I immediately started designing one for myself, you know, writing out a script. Because I figured at the very least, I can just throw a bunch of prank calls on there and call it a show. So that's pretty much what PLA Radio became. It's just each episode was a collection of prank phone calls mixed in with tons of commercial music and narration by me. This was like a new thing to me, so if you listen to the old PLA Radio episodes, you can tell that I'm reading everything because I was, you know, scripting it all out. Unlike these days, I don't script anything out anymore. So yeah, that's what PLA Radio was, and I guess it kind of ended around 2009 or maybe 2010. I'm too lazy to click on a link right now and look, but I stopped doing PLA Radio right around the time I started doing the phone show. And the only reason I started doing the phone show was because the guy that runs Party934.com, he liked the podcast PLA Radio, and he emailed me and asked me if I'd be interested in doing a live show on his radio station out of New York. So basically, Party 93.4, they completely killed PLA Radio. He killed the thing he loved. But I think that's okay, because, you know, better things came out of it. I definitely, personally, I love the Snowplow Show much more than stupid old PLA Radio. So let's see, how am I going to do this? I guess I will just start with Episode 1. Episode 1 was a whopping 10 minutes long, and it was a show about the Brady Bunch house, which immediately alienated every listener I had, probably, at least the listeners that weren't as old as me, because really, who today has heard of the Brady Bunch? I mean, maybe you've heard of it, but you don't know anything about it, right? Unless you're old. But, you know, I grew up with the Brady Bunch, and I just thought it would be fun to call up the people who lived in the Brady Bunch house. The Brady Bunch was a show on television in the 1970s. And looking back on this episode, I just listened to a bunch of the calls that I made in that episode, and they're really not funny at all, unless you know the Brady Bunch. Because all it is a bunch of Brady Bunch references, and the people that I'm calling, they don't get it, they don't understand what's going on. Except the lady that actually lives in the Brady Bunch house. And I'm going to play that call now. I called up the lady that lives currently in the Brady Bunch house, which is located in Studio City, California. And I called and asked for Carol Brady. She was the mom of the house. And for some reason, the old lady that lives there, she kind of played along, even though she sounded really uneasy about the whole thing.
Hello?
Hello. Could I speak with Carol?
You must have the wrong number.
Isn't this the Brady residence?
The who?
The Brady residence.
Yes.
I need to speak with Carol Brady.
She's not in.
Oh. Well, could you tell her that George Glass called?
Who?
George Glass.
What does it pertain to?
It's about her daughter, Jan.
Oh, really?
Yes. Do you know when she'll be back in?
No, I don't.
You don't even have an idea?
They're out of town.
When will they be back, though?
Well, they're on a trip.
Did they go to the Grand Canyon again?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Did they bring Tiger, or did they put him in the kennel?
I don't know what they did with him. What is this?
And the rest of Episode 1 is more or less the same. It's me calling and trying to order taxis and pizzas.
Salt station, huh?
I need enough to feed 6 kids and my wife and the maid, Alice.
Okay, 2 large with sausage?
Yeah, and then 3 with pepperoni.
And 3 with pepperoni?
Deposit 25 cents.
Oh, hold okay. on. Hold on, I gotta get a quarter. I'm sorry, I have a payphone in my living room to teach my kids about finances.
Okay.
And calling neighbors around the Brady Bunch house, pretending to be the dad from the show, Mike Brady, and saying we lost our dog, Tiger, because LOL, that's a Brady Bunch reference. Okay, I need to move on before I make this clip about the Brady Bunch house longer than the actual episode of PLA Radio. So that will bring us to episode number 2, which was the episode on social engineering. Social engineering is a fancy word for lying to people on the phone to get information from them. And this episode, it was more informative than humorous, and it gave the listeners a bunch of different tips on how to get information on people from companies over the phone.
Thank you for calling Verizon Wireless, America's most reliable wireless. This is Charquise. May I have your name, please?
This is Eric.
Hello, Eric. How may I assist you today?
I have an account here, and I want you to give me the password. No questions asked.
I'm sorry?
Just give me the password on that account there.
I won't be able to give you a password on that account, sir.
Why not?
Because we verify the password to the account that the account holder provides us with. We can't give you the password to the account that you gave us.
Well, I want to get into their account and find out who they've been calling. Come on, please.
Okay, we can't do that information, sir. I do apologize about that.
I really, really want the password. Can't you give it to me for real?
No. No.
Please.
No.
I won't tell anyone.
It doesn't matter.
They'll never know.
Sir, is there anything else I can assist you with?
Well, you haven't assisted me yet. I want the password.
I can't give you the password to another person's account or even your account.
I know the girl's name on the account.
It doesn't matter if you have all their information. We cannot give you information about somebody else's account.
Please?
No.
I'll PayPal you some money.
It doesn't matter how much you pay whoever. We can't give you that information, sir.
Oh, fine. Thanks.
Is there anything else I can assist you with?
Listen, just give me the password, or I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to kill everyone in your family.
It looks like I released that episode less than a week after the first Brady Bunch episode, which probably means I spent that entire week working on it. It took me sometimes up to a week to finish just one single episode that was only 30 minutes long. And that's because all the audio stuff was kind of new to me, and multi-track editing was new to me, and my multi-track editor was a piece of crap. I was using Adobe Audition, I think it was called Cool Edit at the time, or I just hadn't upgraded yet, I don't know. But putting the shows together with Cool Edit was very tedious at the time for me, and usually, at the very least, it would take me an entire day to put an episode together, like from morning until bedtime. Episode 3 was about deaf relay operators, which is a service for the deaf. If they need to make phone calls, they could go to a website and type in a chat window to a telephone operator who would place a call for them and would translate for them and type the things to them. And does that make any sense? You get the idea. Like, I would type crazy things in for the operators to say, and I would record them saying those things. And this is how I got my very first co-host. My first co-host was a deaf relay operator, which was actually just me typing to an operator so she would say the things that I wanted her to say.
Hello, I'm Mary, and I'm a deaf relay operator at the command of the Phone Losers of America. You are listening to PLA Radio, Episode 3, and I now present to you your host, Brad Carter. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mary. What you just heard in the opening song and in my introduction were deaf relay operators. Deaf relay is a service provided by our government designed primarily for the amusement of bored teenagers. Right, Mary?
That's right, Brad. We are at your complete disposal, forced to satisfy your every whim. In fact, try this. Ask me to say a curse word. Any curse word you want. It's really funny. Go ahead.
Okay, call me a bastard.
You're a bastard, Brad. Go ahead.
Wow, that really was funny and oddly satisfying.
I also played voicemails by deaf relay operators.
Hello, Oregon Relay Service. Communication Assistant 425, leaving the following message. It's for Ma, M-A-H, mode. Tell him I need the secret access code as soon as possible so I can activate the bomb and crash the commuter airline.
A few different songs by deaf relay operators.
Summer Lovin' had me a blast.
Summer Lovin' happened so fast.
I met a girl, crazy for me.
I met a boy, cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away to, those summer nights. Go ahead.
I had deaf relay operators reenact movies.
It's Dr. Evil. I didn't spend 6 years in Evil Medical School to be called Mister. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
And then, for some reason, out of nowhere, I threw in this commercial about redboxing.
Has your malfunctioning redbox got you down? Are your redbox toes beginning to sound like they might be coming down with the West Nile virus? Are you spending more time trying to deposit money than you're spending actually talking on the phone? It's time to trade in that dusty old redbox for one of our 2006 models. Randy's Redbox Shack carries over 90 different models of redboxes. We've got classic antique models such as the Radio Shack 43-145, the 43-146, and even the Radio Shack 43-141. You to payphone handset? No problem with the brand new TLK 5150, guaranteed to bypass me to payphones every time. Bring in your iPod or cell phone and we'll load it up with fully functional Redbox tones. Our prices are completely insane. Bring in your old Redbox and receive a 50% discount off of your purchase. We have small Redboxes, big Redboxes, yellow Redboxes, beige Redboxes, and Redboxes that you cannot find anywhere else. Randy's Redbox Shack is located in the Lakewood Shopping Center in Kalamazoo, Michigan, just off I-95. Drop on in and mention PLA Radio for free batteries with your purchase.
Redboxing is completely illegal in all shapes and forms. We are not responsible for any incarceration resulting from the personal use of our redboxing devices. If you try redboxing, you have to be some kind of moron because you most likely will be arrested. Michigan residents have 7% for sales tax. This offer is not valid in Delaware. Please do not use a Redbox while operating heavy machinery.
Episode 4 was the one I did on the movie theater prank calls, the incoming calls, and I'm not sure if I ever explained how we did that, how we were able to receive the movie theater incoming phone calls from customers. So I'm going to explain that right now. I think the statute of limitations is expired or whatever, so maybe it's safe to tell you guys, but we were basically just calling the telephone company in the local area for the business that we had their calls forwarded. We called the phone company. We pretended to be with that business. And we talked to the repair department. And we said, hey, our phone lines are broken. They keep going out. We're losing a bunch of business. Our customers can't reach us. And this really sucks. Do you think you can send someone out here to fix the problem? And we would schedule an appointment with repair to come out and fix the problem. And then before the call ended, I would ask the rep, I would say, hey, well, is there any way that just in the meantime, before repair gets here, can you just forward all of our calls to our other phone line or our cell phone or whatever? And most of the phone companies were just like, sure, we can do that. That's no problem at all. And they would forward all of the business phone calls to whatever line we had available. And I think for the movie theater calls, the line that it was forwarding to was the PLA voice bridge, which was like a party line where everyone could call into the same phone number and they could chat with each other. So in episode 4, me and Murdoch, we just sat on the party line and waited for the calls to come in. And we didn't hear an incoming ringing or anything. We just kind of had to listen for a change in the background noise so we would know when someone called in. And the downside to this was that we couldn't hang up on them. They could just sit there forever and, you know, ruin all of our calls if they wanted to, which I think some of them did that day that we did this. So here is one of the movie theater prank calls from episode 4 of PLA Radio. You probably heard this a few months ago on that remix show, but I don't care. I'm going to play it again, so enjoy it.
What am I going to help you?
Yes, hi, my daughter just called to find out what the... Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. To find out what the movies are? Well, you just asked her the Social Security number.
Oh, that would have been Nathan. He's also worked here.
Okay, well, I'm going to report him because he's not supposed to be asking that.
Well, he needs her Social Security number so we can confirm how old she is.
No, you never ask anybody's Social Security number. That's against the law to ask people their Social Security number.
Well, how are we supposed to know she's over 17?
You ask for an ID when they get there. You don't ask over the phone. That's against the law. You could...
But could she hold her? Could she give her ID over the phone? I get her driver's license number.
No, it's against the law. So you guys better stop it right now.
What? To ask for ID?
To ask for somebody's Social Security number. It's against the law.
Well, we just have to find out if she's old enough.
No,
we can't have kids.
No, I'll report you guys if you do that again.
Well, we will do it again.
Bye.
That's our policy.
Nope. Bye.
That's our policy, bitch.
In episode 5, I just trolled my listeners by answering emails, and is what I would do is I would just read the email that came in, and then I would type my reply. So all you would hear is me typing on the keyboard. I didn't tell anyone what I was replying with, and I did that just to screw with everyone, and it worked because people were pissed. They thought that I messed up the audio somehow, so they couldn't hear what I was saying. It was pretty awesome, but it was a really boring episode to listen to, and there's nothing in it worth playing on this show. So let's move on to episode number 6, the celebrity prank calls episode. In this episode, I'm still desperate for a co-host to work with me, so I call up some random old lady and I get her to be the co-host of the show.
Today we're going to talk to a few celebrities, and my co-host will be an unsuspecting old person who I've just called, and she can't seem to hear me. Say hello, old person.
I don't understand you.
This is Brad, Verna, and we're on a radio show, and you're the co-host.
Pardon?
And really, in this one, there's not a lot of great calls in it. I know I keep saying that for every episode, but it's really true in this one. There's one call that I like, though. It's the one where I called Reba McEntire, who is a country music star and I guess a TV show star. Here is my call to Reba McEntire.
Hello.
Hello? Is this Reba?
Yeah.
Oh my God! You're like a movie star and I'm talking to you! This is so cool! Can you believe it? I'm calling you at home. Oh my God!
What are you doing?
What?
Who is this?
This is Chris Tomkinson. I'm your biggest fan.
Chris Tomkinson.
And I'm your biggest fan. And I'm talking to you. Oh my God! Oh, I gotta go masturbate. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Episode number 7, Screwing with Other Podcasts. In this episode, I came up with a brilliant marketing technique to promote my own podcast, which was to harass the hosts of a bunch of other podcasts. So I mess with a guy named Patrick from a podcast called Nobody Likes Onions, and he was really pissed off about it, and I got a lot of supportive email after I created that episode where other podcasters were telling me how awesome I was for screwing with Patrick. Because Patrick, you know, he's kind of an asshole at the time. He was a jerk to other podcasters, so it was fun to screw with that guy. And I messed with this guy named James Whittingham. He did a podcast up in Canada, and I remembered this guy James from this old TV show he did. It was a cable access show in Canada called The James and Kevin Show, and I ended up finding his podcast, and I was, you know, I was kind of a fan of his show and everything, but that didn't stop me from fucking with him. And then to top everything off, I had a MTV star, Adam Curry, co-host the show with me, and I made fun of his show and his ideas and his pod-safe music. And then I messed with some other podcasts, I failed to mess with them. I forget exactly what happened in this episode. You guys are going to have to go back and listen to it. But here's one of the calls that I made to James Whittingham's neighbor, who I guess had visited his house a few days earlier, thinking that her welfare check had been sent to his house by mistake, which I knew about by listening to his podcast.
Hey, hello? This is James from down the street. Hi, can you hear me?
Who's this?
This is James down the street.
Who?
James, you came to our door the other day. You thought we had your check?
Yes.
Yeah, it arrived. We got it.
It arrived there?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll come grab it from there.
But, like, my wife, she spent it.
Uh-huh.
She went and cashed it and, like, bought shoes.
Okay, what?
My wife, she spent it. She took it to the store, to the bank, and cashed it, and she bought shoes with it.
Yeah, right.
Sorry about that. No, I'm serious.
What?
I'm serious. She cashed it, and she bought shoes. I tried to stop her.
Who is this?
Huh?
Who is this?
James, down the street.
Down the street?
Yeah.
And your wife took the check and cashed?
Yeah, and bought shoes. But we can probably get her to take them back, I guess.
You can what?
We could probably get a refund on the shoes and get some of the money back at least.
Some of the money? Like, how much did you spend? What kind of check are you talking about?
Your check, it arrived in the mail. It was, you know, made out to you.
Out to who?
To you.
To Amber?
Yeah.
Or to Claudette?
I don't know. She took it before I could hardly even look at it.
Well, what the hell is she doing? Is she stupid?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's all gone now. I just want to tell you, but, you know, sorry and everything.
Sorry? My mom's going to flip out if it's her check.
Oh, I'm kidding. It's here. You can come get it.
Oh, you're nuts, man.
No.
Cow.
No, I'm not nuts. But I don't
okay,
appreciate it.
Are you two houses down?
Yeah, 1742.
Okay. Oh, my God.
And I pretty much called everybody in his neighborhood and said random wacky things to them, trying to get them to come to his house so that he would talk about it on his next podcast, which he did, and that was fun to listen to. And I wrote him a nice apology email and told him it was me and everything, and he was pretty nice about it. James is an awesome guy, and I haven't listened to his show in years. I wonder if he still does one. Are you looking for something new in a podcast?
What's up, jerky?
PLA Radio is here to stimulate you with loving programs for our special listeners.
Have you ever heard of Phone Losers of America?
We'll educate you with social engineering tips developed by top computer hackers.
Listen, just give me the password, or I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to kill everyone in your family.
We'll entertain you with prank phone calls made to funny old people.
Roy, yeah, can you hear me?
No.
How many fingers am I holding up?
PLA Radio will make you feel happy and give you a different outlook on life.
Now we're taking it just too far.
Subscribe to PLA Radio by going to phonelosers.org/radio.
Well, I think that makes you gay.
And remember, we care about you. Episode number 8 of PLA Radio was the one on Blockbuster social engineering, where I called up every single Blockbuster video store in Orange County and tricked them out of ridiculous information, kind of like this.
This is Christina. How can I help you?
Hello, I'm an authoritative voice on the phone, and I'd like to know what time it is.
You what?
I need to know what time it is.
You need to know what time it is right now?
Yeah, do you know what time it is?
It's 10:01.
Oh my God, I can't believe I hacked you out of that information. And it was it was so easy.
Okay.
I mean, you just totally told me what time it was.
Because it's 10:01. Am I supposed to not tell you?
That's classified information.
Okay. Can I help you with anything else?
And you just did it because I sounded so authoritative.
Is this someone I know?
No. I'm just some wacky computer hacker that called and got information out of you. I found out what time it is.
Wow, you're talented.
Episode 9 was the episode where we screwed with fast food drive-thru speakers by using ham radios to pretend to be inside the store and talking to the customers as they were in the drive-thrus.
Can you hear me?
to the fucking window so we can take your goddamn order?
Can I have your manager?
Yeah, come up to the window and you can talk to them.
Ma'am, that's not in our store. Somebody has one of our headsets and they're playing a game. We had three customers drive off. That's not us.
Yeah, he just cursed. He just cursed.
I know that's not people who work for us. We have a problem with our headset somewhere where someone has, like, I don't know what they have.
Well, he just said, can you pull up to the fucking window?
I'm gonna call headquarters.
Ma'am, can you please come inside? We can explain everything inside the store.
He has my order. It says 476 right there in the window. Okay.
Episode 10 was called Fuck You, Motherfucker. This is the episode, it was kind of like a social experiment, where I took a cell phone and I text messaged 500 random people, and I said nothing to them in the text message but Fuck You, Motherfucker. And then I just kind of sat back and waited for people to leave me angry voicemails and angry text messages that were just about what you would expect from that sort of thing.
First unheard message sent today at 9:48 p.m.
Keep your mother off the street, she won't get fucked. Bitch.
End of message. To delete this message, first unheard message sent today at 10:13 p.m.
No, hey, what the fuck's this, huh? Who's this, eh? Talk to me like a fucking man, huh? Do you want to meet me somewhere or something or what? Fuck, acting like a little kid. Who the fuck's this? You know who the fuck I am, eh? Talk to me on the fucking phone. Talk to me in fucking person, homeboy. Let me see how you fuck me in my fucking face, huh? What the fuck are you? You know the fuck I am, eh? Tell me my fucking face. I'm gonna play these little fucking kids games on the phone, bitch.
End of message.
He's gonna call you and say, Cactus, mob your business forward customer service. He'd rather be Roy Gerbold from your TNI when you sleep at night.
Episode 11 was called Customer Service Extravaganza, and in this episode I just wanted to play all of the old incoming prank calls that we'd made over the years to pizza places and AutoZone and car dealerships and other places. Once again, these were mostly forwarded phone lines where we tricked the phone company into forwarding their phone lines for us, and the customers were reaching us either through a VoiceBridge party line or through a cell phone that didn't belong to us.
This is Roy, can I help you?
I have a geo tracker. And I was calling to find out, how do you open the hood of the car?
Oh, that's a little tricky. Which year is it?
It's a 96.
A 96. And the switch for the hood release is actually in the driver's seat.
It's in the driver's seat?
It's in the seat. You need to take a sharp knife and
kind
of cut a little slit into the side of the seat.
Uh-huh.
And the switch is in there. You can't get...
It's on the side of the driver's seat?
Yeah, but you have to cut into it with a knife.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you need to cut a slit into the seat. They don't want the customers opening the hood for whatever reason.
Like on the side of the seat?
Yeah, on the side closest to the door of the driver's seat. You need to take a knife and just put a...
And I wouldn't even be able to feel it neither, huh?
Oh, no, you can't feel it. You need to put your hand in there and you'll feel it in there once you slit the side open. You can't do it without doing the slit.
Hmm.
Need to take
a
sharp...
Why do they want these people to fix on the cars then?
Well, the service people, they get to it from underneath. But if you're just looking to, you know, check
underneath
the battery...
Underneath the seat.
No, they get to it from underneath the car. They get to the engine and battery and all that. But, but they use special tools. There's no way for anybody else to do it, really. You have to cut into the seat.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm going to have to mess up my car.
Yeah, well, if you come
in. I'm glad I called.
Do you have leather seats, or are they fabric?
They're fabric.
Okay. Yeah, that shouldn't be too hard to fix up. We've got a kit here that'll do that for you, actually, if you want to come in and pick one up. They're only $5.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so just, you know, cut a slit into the seat, and you'll feel it.
On the side of the seat.
Yeah, on the side, the driver's side.
And that's by the side where I lift and raise the seat up.
Exactly, uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, once you get that slit in there, you'll be able to find it easy.
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Thank you.
Episode 12 was a tutorial on how to make free phone calls from payphones. That's a really useful thing to know these days. I showed listeners how to use Redbox tones on a payphone, how to third-party bill your calls to random strangers in the phone book, and how to trick a phone company rep into giving you a free call. The calls in this episode weren't really that funny, so let's just move on to the next episode, which is the phone mobbing episode, episode 13. This episode was co-hosted by Barely's Laugh from the podcast called The Barely Podcast, which, as usual, was done without permission.
Welcome to episode 13 of PLA Radio. Co-hosting today is Barely's Laugh from The Barely Podcast. You can listen to Barely's Laugh and his show at barelypodcasting.com. Barely's Laugh and I would like to welcome all of the new listeners this year who received shiny new iPod Zunes and Zins for Christmas.
This episode featured phone mobs to several different radio stations and other targets.
Let's go straight to our telephone calls. Hello, you're on the auction. Can we help you today?
Hello, do you have the 10 pounds of cactus?
I'm sorry, could you say it again?
A cactus?
A cactus. I don't sell cactuses on this auction.
Oh, you don't?
This
is the WCMP auction? Is this where you intended to be?
We're on the air.
No, I'm sure there's cactus.
No, we don't have any cactus.
Nope, sorry, we don't.
No, I'm sure, I heard it. I know it's there.
Okay.
All right, well, all right. I'm a little confused, but, you know, that's nothing new, so.
All right. Give us a call back later after 11:30. Maybe we can help you out at that point.
Yeah.
Hello, Radio Watching. Can I help you?
Yes. I would like to place a bid for the coyote cactus for $5.
Oh, coyote cactus.
Coyote cactus.
We do not have coyote cactus on our auction.
I don't know what coyote cactus
is. I'm not sure where that was mentioned. I don't know where that came from.
No. I think somebody's giving the wrong phone number to something.
I think they are, yeah, that's...
Yeah, this is a WCMP radio auction. We don't have that kind of thing.
Hello, Radio Auction. Can I help you today?
Yes. Do you have any cabin coffee?
Oh, bless you for having a call asking for something we have. Yes, we do. How many would you like?
I would like two, please.
I can give you two. And what are your last
No words? Cactus.
No, thank you. I just don't have those.
There is no cactus on
no,
our auction.
No, what are your last four digits?
7033.
Okay, those two are yours. Anything else?
That'll do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Radio Auction. Can I help you?
Yeah, I'd like to bid on the inflatable love goat with head.
Okay, let's move on to this one. Can we help you on the radio auction today?
Yes. Do you have... Is this Cactus Anonymous?
No, it is not. We must have a mixed up phone number here.
Yep.
Radio Auction, can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to start an American for 5 cacti.
Okay.
Okay. We don't have any...
The American where?
Yeah, can I bid cacti on it?
I really don't know what these people are talking
about. Okay,
but if I can't bid cacti on it, I'm not interested.
I don't know what cacti is.
Well, we'll take $50. We'll take bucks.
No, only cactuses. I don't have any bucks. I got cactuses.
Okay.
Okay, well, I can't help you with
anyway.
That. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Radio Watching, can I help you today?
Yeah, I want to raise the bid on Gustafson.
I would be so happy to do that for you as long as you don't say the word cactus.
Okay. Gustafson Lumber, that's at 30 right now.
We'll make it 32 for 6758.
Okay, Radio Watching, can I help you?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the auction.
The reception is horrible. Could you crank up the power over there?
Okay, we'll see what we can do.
Put some foil on.
Okay, me. We'll see what we can do for you here. It could, you know, it could be the your radio. What you want to do is probably purchase a new radio. Hello, Radio Watching, can I help you today?
Hi, I'd like to be on the cactus flavor bus set.
Okay, hold on just a moment. We'll put you through to that one. And let's go to the next one. Radio Watching, can I help you today?
Yeah, the Country Inn Suites, Cambridge.
Cambridge?
Okay, you want to open that for 50?
We'll go 50, and then what's the tips on her hourly rates? I'd like an hour of time, too. And what's this cactus?
I have no idea.
We don't know what the cactus is. Somebody called in by mistake, and it started something here, so.
I don't know if it's
started. Can I get one other thing?
Sure.
Yeah, what's the other thing you want?
The $25 on the pet semen guppies.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, radio watching. Can I help you today? Okay, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Well, hi there. I'm Evan, and I'm 11 years old, and I love PLA Radio. But my dad doesn't like me to listen to it. He's scared I'm going to turn into an uber elite hacksaw or something. I don't know. When he catches me listening to PLA Radio, he puts things in my bottom. One time he put a AAA battery, and another time he put an M&M, and one time he put his man meat in my butt for listening to PLA Radio. But I still listen. I love PLA Radio. The prank phone calls, the social engineering techniques, and the interesting things that they do. It's just the greatest show, and it's totally worth my dad's penis in my ass. You can find them where I do at www.phonelosers.com.
Episode 14 was called Wacky Morning DJ, and it told you all about the DJ in Florida that I used to harass, and I played clips of the phone calls that I made to him and his staff and stuff. And out of all of those clips, my favorite part is still the clip of him ranting about me during his syndicated radio show live on the air to all of his listeners.
Anyway, with my law enforcement connections, We trapped the line. They did the homework. They were able to get it. They through the switching office and everything, found out the call was coming from through a long distance company called like Lightyear Communications, and I have copies of his phone bill. We got copies of his phone bill for like 6 or 8 months. This guy, Brad, in East Alton, Illinois. Hey, Brad, how you doing? So, Brad, this guy has the gall to then enter our American Idiot contest. It was American Idiot, and, you know, we played off American Idol, and what was the stupidest thing you would do on videotape, and then win, I think it was $5,000 we were giving away. So this guy actually entered, this guy, Brad, from East Alton, Illinois. He listens to us in the St. Louis market. This guy entered the contest with that shtick, with that bit of screwing with people at the drive-through windows over, you know, by taking over their frequency. So I've been aware of this prank for a while. So that's why I didn't even do the story last week.
All right.
So that's the story there. But yeah, this guy tried to screw with us. Meanwhile, within a week, had his name, address, phone number, you know, all the activities he's into. In fact, you know, the FBI still has the case.
Not too funny when we turn the tables on you, huh, Brad?
By the way, this is the DJ that came up with the Skippy and Dippy morning show thing. Skippy and Dippy was a fictitious morning show that he would reference sometimes, so I completely stole that from him. Episode 15 is all about the pranks that I made to cordless phone users back in the days when you could monitor cordless phones with a police scanner. These are all stories from the 1990s, and they include clips of cordless phone users being thoroughly confused, like this one.
And also, like yesterday, me and my wife were talking on the phone. I was in the office, and she was home, and we were talking on the phone. Somebody else called my office on another line and told me exactly what we were talking about. You know?
Okay.
I mean, how does that happen?
I don't know. What was your whole phone number? 586?
2175.
Do you know the number of the person that heard the conversation?
No. Absolutely not. I don't even know the person that did it. I mean, if I knew that, then I'd be calling them. You know what I mean?
Right. Do you have a cordless phone?
Mm-hmm.
One thing that might be happening is a cordless phone acts like a radio receiver, so if anybody with the same type of phone within 100 yards of that base unit picks up and that phone, they'll be able to dial out in your line. And they'll also be able to listen in on conversations, too.
Hmm.
So that's something they want to be aware of.
In episode 16, there's another phone mob, and there's a thing about mass calling, and you get to hear the entire story of Mildred Monday. I'm sure all of you have probably heard all of the Mildred Monday calls at this point, so I'm not going to play those. Instead, I'm just going to play another short clip of a phone mob.
Let's go to our phones. It's Radio Watch, and can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to bid on the cactus.
Okay.
Hello, this is the auction. Can I help you today?
I want to bid on the pizza.
Which one? Classic,
classic?
Pizza? The cactus pizza.
This is the radio auction. Can I help you today?
I'm lucky to bid on the Menards.
Okay, we have a $100 card that's open right now at $85. The $50 is open at $45.
You'd have to take that by
Becky,
two.
Are you into bukkake?
Nope.
Cactus.
Radio auction. Hello, can I help you today? You're on the auction.
I was wanting to bid on the massage.
Which one were you interested in?
I wanted the massage, the place where they massage you with cactuses.
Okay, that is not available on today's auction. Thank you for calling, though. Radio auction, hello, can I help you today?
Yes, I'd like to bid on the shit cock.
And hello, you're on the air. Can I help you?
MSC alignment?
Yeah, we have an opening bid on that right now. Did you want the oil change?
What the fuck do you think?
Okay. The oil change is not open. We do have an alignment that is open. Hello, can I help you today on the air?
Yes, I'm interested in the shooting course.
Okay, you can open that for $35. It's valued at $100.
All right, I will open it for $35 because really some people are pissing me off. Okay. So I want to learn to shoot them.
Yeah, all right, what is your number?
8719.
8719. We close that one at 11 o'clock for you, all right?
Cactus, cactus.
Okay, thank you very much.
For episode 17, I noticed that Bell Canada had this brand new feature when you called customer service, where you authenticated your account with a voice print by saying a passphrase. So I called up a Bell Canada customer, and I tricked him into saying all of the words I needed to get into his account. So I'm going to play a few clips of that here. It's going to sound really edited because you guys don't want to sit here and listen to the entire thing, probably. So here is part of the clip where I got this old man to say all of the words that I needed to make his passphrase.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Leslie?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Craig from the Public Library.
Right.
I was just calling about the books that you have out with us. They're quite a bit overdue.
I'm sorry. What is overdue?
The books that you have out. You have A Voice in the Wind by Francis Rivers.
I don't. I never got no books out.
Did you hear which book I said?
Yeah.
Which one?
But you said voice in the wind, but I haven't got no books in the library.
Leslie has just said the word voice. That's one word down and five to go.
Oh, yeah, these were checked out on your account about 2 months ago. You also have For Whom the Bell Tolls by Ernest Hemingway.
No, I haven't got no books at all. In fact, I haven't been into the library for some time. That's strange because I haven't used my card for quite some time.
Leslie has just used the word my. The word my is used two times in the passphrase. There are now only four words left.
Yeah, in fact, I used to come over, my daughter and I used to come over and use the computer there a bit, but I haven't been over for a long time.
Does she have a password on our computer?
I don't think so.
You don't think so what?
That she has a password on her computer.
We now have the word password. All that's left now is bell, is, and at.
We used your computers.
Oh, I see. Also, the other book out here is For Whom the Bell Tolls by Ernest Hemingway.
No, no.
Have you heard of that one?
No, not at all.
I see. Okay, well, we'll look into this. And
if you would, please, could you give me a call back and let me know what you find out on it? Because I'm quite interested. Which library is this?
We're a public library. We're on Street.
Yeah. I know where that is.
Leslie has given us the word is.
Because that's where the swimming pool is?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, I've been over there a few times, but not in the library as such. I come over to pick up some blue box containers, because that's right at the library there, eh?
Uh-huh.
But no, I haven't got no books from there at all. That's strange.
Yeah. And you know where this location is at?
Oh, yes.
And you've never heard of For Whom the Bell Tolls?
No. Like, I would have no interest in getting that book. I can get my library card out and just see what it says on.
And getting what book?
I can get my card out of my wallet and just see what it says on it.
Well, you said you wouldn't be interested in getting, which book was it?
And either one of the books that you've mentioned, For Whom the Bell Tolls, or...
There's the word bell. Only one word is left to go.
Yeah, I'll try and figure this out here, and I'll give you guys a call back.
Would you call me back and let me know? Because I'm going to check my library card out to see what it shows. I don't know. But can you give me your phone number? Then.
Oh, sure. Our phone number here at the library is it's a 2.
Just a minute. I'll write that down.
1.
1.
And then you press the at sign.
Press the at.
And there's the last word. The word at.
I mean the pound sign.
Okay.
Not the at sign.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it's extension 113.
Extension 113.
Right.
Really, I was expecting to have to make several calls to Leslie, but luckily I managed to get all the sound clips I needed with just the one call. And then 10 minutes of editing the recording of our phone call produced this.
At Bell, my voice is my password.
So would this be enough to fool Bell Canada's authentication system?
After the beep, clearly say, at Bell, my voice is my password.
At Bell, my voice is my password.
Thanks. Your voice has been authenticated. Let me get a customer service representative to help you.
Meet Dieter, 17 years old. Fed up with having to pay outrageous amounts on his long-distance bill, he decides to steal calls from the phone company. But as he picks up the phone, he has a sudden change of heart. And suddenly, his conscience comes into play.
All right, stop. Now before you pick up the cord of this rotary phone and try to enter your stolen codes, you better think of the consequence.
Who are you?
I'm your motherfucking conscience.
That's nonsense. Pick up the handset and dial the number to Target. Ask for an outside line and they'll divert you to Everett. Tell your friend for hours how your fraudulent scam went. Explain to him how to set up conferences doing the same shit.
Yeah, but if it all connects through like it's supposed to, you still done the shit from your home phone and they can trace you. Think about it. Before you break the first rule of always freaking from a payphone or a cell, you damn fool.
Fuck that. SBC will never figure it out. Don't you think they got more important things to worry about than one kid using some old-ass scam to misroute his phone calls just to give his homies a free shout-out?
Nah, don't even try it. It's not worth it to risk jail. You're gonna get nailed. Just send your friend an email.
You can
listen to this guy. He don't know what he's talking about.
You better shut the hell up before I pop you in the mouth.
Several months later, our friend Dieter has discovered 2600 Magazine. After reading an old article on Redboxing, he builds a tone dialer Redbox and heads to a payphone to make a call. Once again, his conscience comes into play.
Now listen to me, you gotta reprogram this gadget with 5 short beeps to fool the payphone like magic. Now all you gotta do is dial up random numbers in Sydney.
Yo, don't you realize what you're doing is a felony? You shouldn't trick the operators, man. It's just not fair.
Hey, you really think the fucking operators care? All the phone lines are just opened up and sitting there. No one loses any money when you scan those corporate bears.
Man, ain't you ever seen that one hacker movie?
Nah, but I seen that retarded one with Angelina Jolie.
Shit, you're gonna end up sitting in jail.
I doubt it. PLA2 says this is safe and never fails.
Meet Neil Roberts, a 39-year-old real estate agent. After arriving home from a hard day at the office, he finds Dieter in his backyard with a telephone plugged into his TNI box.
Who the fuck are you? Alright, man, let's sit down with this kid and have a talk.
Fuck that shit, you just caught this punk in your phone box. While you're at work, he's making free phone calls. Fuck calling the cops, knock this little fucker's head off.
Wait, what if there's a rational explanation for this?
What, he works for the phone company, he's just fixing up your shit?
Okay, maybe that's not what's happening. But go easy on him, man. He's just a little kid.
Okay, thought about it. Still want to grab him? Hold the little fucker upside down? Kick him and laugh at him? Bloody his nose and shove that orange phone up his ass? Drag him to the road and throw him in front of the next car to pass?
Man, just call the police. This boy needs help. It isn't gonna do any good just to send him to hell.
Shit, man, how would you feel if you were Neil? Seeing this fucker's 900 numbers all over your phone bill? Trying to convince the phone company that they're not real? All this little motherfucker does is go around and steal.
Okay, you're right. Grab the piece of phone wire, Neil. Let's show this little retard how a good strangling feels.
Damn the PLA.
Episode 18 was not created by me. It was created by Linear, who took over the PLA radio airwaves and did his own show without my permission. Just like he stole the phone loser's name back in the late 90s and started his own competing zine, Linear is pretty much a huge jerk, and I'm really bitter about the whole thing, and I'm not even going to play a clip of his show. Because really, fuck that Linear guy. Let's just move on to episode 19, where I deal with another form of outdated technology, the fun world of answering machine hacking. In this episode, I hack into the answering machines at movie theaters and at Walmart Portrait Studios.
Hi, my name's Jared, and I'm an elite hacksaw.
I just hacksawed this answering machine by using my elite hacksaw skills. I called up the manager of this theater, and I'm all like, hey, can you give me your machine code, because I'm your boss. And she's like, sure. So I got the secret code, and now I'm just hacksawing all over the place like a madman. So if you'd like to be a hacksaw just like me, you can press 9-5 right now for access to this machine. And we can be hacksaws together, and you can listen to messages, and we'll be hacksaws. Have a nice Friday.
And then another movie theater ended up with this message, which lasted for almost 24 hours.
Thank you for calling Cactus Cinemas. Now showing in Cinema 1, War Games, starring Matthew Broderick, Ally Sheedy, and Dabney Coleman. Running time is 1 hour and 45 minutes. Showtimes are at 5 p.m., 7:15 p.m., and 9:30 p.m. In Cinema 2, we have Sneakers, starring Robert Redford, Dan Aykroyd, and that kid who's dead now. Running time, 1 hour and 73 minutes. Showtimes are at 5:15, 7:30, and 8:45 p.m. And in Cinema 3, we have Hackers, starring Zero Cool, Acid Burn, and that guy that played Shaggy in the Scooby-Doo movies. Running time is 2 hours and 45 minutes, and showtimes are 5 p.m., 7:18, and midnight. Ticket prices are insane for matinees and fucking nuts after 6 p.m. Popcorn refills are free on all concession stand orders over $50, which isn't that hard to achieve. Thanks again for calling Cactus Cinema.
In episode 20, the Spesses and I guarantee ourselves a special place in hell by forwarding the phone lines of a toll-free prayer line to a cell phone with horrible sound quality, and we screw with the people who call in asking for prayers. We did this pretty much the same way that we did the other business phone lines. We just called their toll-free provider and had them reroute the calls to a new phone number.
Prayer line, how can I pray with you today?
Yeah, I'm calling asking for prayers. It's my job. I do housekeeping, and I'm doing the best I can. Every time, the supervisor is always complaining about my work, and I'm doing the best I can. The work is hard. We don't make that much money. First time, he said that he was going to transfer me to another building, and I told him I did not want to go to another building because I've been getting off at night, and I'm working further as it is now.
I see.
I'm asking for prayers that, it won't be nothing, you know, harsh, but it would be peace and divine order Monday. His name is Mr. Cash.
Mr. Cash?
Yes. And my work is clean. I do my work every day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm asking for prayer that I would get that back.
Okay, well, let's begin.
Yes.
Let me shuffle the tarot cards. Okay, I'm pulling up the Devil card and the Blue Block card and the Chester, and this means that Mr. Cash is going to die in a fiery car wreck tonight on the freeway, which is awful, but good for you.
I mean, is it Mr. Cash?
Yeah, you're a supervisor, your boss at work?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to die in a fiery car crash right around 7:23 this evening.
This is what the card said?
Yeah, that's what the tarot cards said, and I just shuffled them. So you're good there. I mean, that's going to take a lot of stress away. At least the supervisor will be off your back.
Well, it sounds horrible. I mean, it sounds...
It's awful, but God works in mysterious ways. And, Mr. Cash has got it coming. If you do feel, you know, really bad about it, maybe you could call and warn him before 7:23 this evening. But otherwise, you know, he's going to be off your back, so you're all good there.
I don't know.
Now,
it sounds awful for something like that to happen to one.
Yeah, it's terrible, but, you know, people die in car crashes every day, and it looks like his time has come.
Well, I hope there's nothing that bad about me.
Brad Carter prank called me on my meat phone just a few days ago. Little did he know, Lucky 225 set up a CPN trap. Now he's mine. I'm gonna drop your dumps and make you cry like EDX and Z09. One too many times. one too many times. I called your domain host and said that you were a ghost. They shut the phone loser forum down. Lord Nod and Tachyon and Al Talpin Murdoch have nowhere to go.
This is Rob T. Firefly, and you're listening to the Phone Losers of America, celebrating 10 happy years of making you miserable.
Episode 21 contained the Walmart calls from Black Friday in 2008, where I armed myself with this earpiece recording device and I walked around several different Walmarts picking up customer phone calls from the store phones. And since it was Black Friday, I was rarely noticed by employees because it was so busy that day.
Hello, this is Toys.
I asked for the pharmacy.
Well, this is Toys. What were you needing?
I need a prescription refill on my medication.
We don't refill prescriptions in Toys, ma'am.
I know. I asked for the pharmacy. I don't know why he transferred me to Toys.
It was really dumb of you to call Toys and ask for a refill on your prescription.
I didn't fucking call the Toys, you son of a bitch!
Well, you don't need to get mad at me. It's not my fault you dialed the wrong number.
Can transfer me to the pharmacy like I asked the first fucking place.
You dialed the wrong number. It's not my fault you don't know how to dial a phone.
You know it's not my fucking fault. You guys are so retarded.
Housewares, can I help you?
Okay, you know what? I just called last time and the guy transferred me to the Toys. I don't know who you have out there, a customer service transferring people, but he sure as the fuck doesn't know how to transfer people. I asked him to transfer me to the pharmacy twice. Not Houseware, not Toys. Can you please transfer me to the pharmacy?
Well, you dialed the wrong number. This is Housewares.
Well, I didn't dial a number. I was transferred.
Well, you transferred to the wrong place.
Well, you need to figure out someone who knows how to fucking transfer people, because I'm not the one dialing the numbers. I'm not the second person who told me I don't know how to dial a number. I dial this phone number every single day, and they transfer me correctly. Whoever's up there transferring people needs a new job.
Would you like me to help you buy a vacuum cleaner?
No. Would you like to transfer me to the fucking pharmacy before I come in there and blow up your fucking store?
Well, we only sell...
I need my medication!
Well, sounds like you do. Goddamn.
I think one thing that I never told anyone was that this was actually my second time doing calls like this, because a few months earlier, at the very end of summer, I did the exact same thing, and I would have had some really great material for the show. I still remember some of the calls that happened that day, and they were awesome. But after spending all day going to all these different Walmarts and picking up phone calls, I realized I had my microphone plugged into the headphone jack on my digital recorder. So nothing was recorded the first time I did that, and that really sucked. And I hate myself for screwing that up. Stupid. I'm hitting myself in the head. I'm so stupid.
Oh my god, dude, have you heard the new PLA Radio podcast?
Holy fucking shit, dude, yes I have. That's the best motherfucking show I've ever fucking heard.
Oh my god, I know. The prank phone calls and the humorous skits are the fucking bomb, yo.
No fucking shit, dude. In episode number 2, I learned how to scam businesses out of classified information.
Oh, and oh my god, goddamn, remember the episode where he prank called the fucking Brady Bunch?
Ha. Fucking shit, that was fucking funny, but holy shit.
Oh my god, what the fuck's wrong, dude?
I can't remember the URL to the goddamn website, and I really want to listen to the latest episode.
I know what it fucking is. It's motherfucking www.phonelosers.org.
Oh my god, fucking sweet, I can't believe it. Thank you, dude.
Ah, you're so fucking welcome. Let's go listen to some PLA Radio right now.
Oh my god, fucking PLA Radio. www.phonelosers.motherfucking.org.
Episode 22 of PLA Radio, it was an interview with a 90s-era phone prankster known as Erica, who was one of the members of the 976 Girls. And I asked her a bunch of questions about her prank call album and the company behind them, and I'm going to assume you guys don't want to hear clips of this interview, because that sounds like it'd be really boring for a clips show. So let's just move on to episode 23. Episode 23, it was hosted by the world-famous detective Richard Cardo, who completely cracked the JonBenet Ramsey case, and it was a real honor to have him on the show. This episode featured a phone call by PrankNet, who were kind of new at the time to all of us, where they tricked KFC employees into setting off their fire suppression system and then going outside and stripping naked in the snow. And then there was also an update to the voice authentication thing from a few episodes back, where Bell Canada reps assured me that I couldn't do what I did. None of that is interesting enough to play a clip of, but that episode did feature a pretty amazing musical performance by Richard Cardo, and I know you guys want to hear that, so here it is.
1, 2, 3, 4, a freak is knocking at my door. 5, 6, 7, 8, his lineman's belt is on him straight. 9, 10, 11, 12, he's putting phone wires under my shelf. 5, 6, 7, 8, I do not wish to be harassed by the PLA. PLA rocks.
Episode 24 had a short interview with a payphone owner who was dealing with fraud, and he didn't seem to appreciate my call.
That's where he does it a lot, or used to do it a lot. He's been banned from the MAX train now for 60 days.
What's that guy? What's his name?
Vasily Lakatosh.
Would you mind if I asked to spell that? I want to see if I can actually find any articles about him on the internet.
You're not going to find any articles about him.
Okay.
No, I'm a little suspicious of you.
Are you?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell you're up to.
No.
Doesn't sound like a very good story to me that you have a radio show that talks about telephones. I mean, how likely is that?
And we did yet another phone mob to another radio station yard sale show.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Good morning. Welcome in for your dining and dancing pleasure. 2 hours of the yard sale here at the Big 550. What do you say, Roy?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, me and my wife, I'm giving away some tickets, you see. Me and my wife, we were supposed to go to a show, but she had other plans, didn't know about. Well, since I can't sell her, I figured I might as well sell the ticket. I mean, give away the ticket.
Right. What are the tickets for?
Roy's Gerbil and Cactus Emporium. It's down in Tennessee.
Really?
Yep. It's a great, great place to go. Just kick back and relax. White sand beaches. All the Chris Tomkinson waiters you can ever want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great, great place. Very relaxing.
And what's look
at cactuses all day. Very nice.
Here's Dale. Good morning, Dale.
Hey, Paul.
How can we help you?
This is Dino, actually. I'm trying to sell my cordless phone.
Okay.
Yeah, these kids are getting on my cordless phone, listening to my conversations. I can't take it anymore, so I'm selling my cordless phone.
Okay.
That they've been calling all night. So it's going to be $35. It's one of those 80s cordless phones.
Okay.
10 channels.
Okay.
And cactus.
Whatever. Weird. Hi, Richard. Good morning.
Hello there, Paul.
Uh-huh. What you got?
Well, my name is Richard Cardo. First of all, I'd like to let you know these people who are calling in, right, the prank ones, they call themselves the phone losers.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah. These guys, they're real bad. They call people and harass them, stuff like that, radio stations, anything.
You know what? I found out, and we did it the other day, that you can get anybody's phone number. I don't care if it's a cell phone, whatever it is. It's, you know, anybody can get a phone number, and we can do that, you know? Anybody's phone number can be gotten and find out where they come from, and I didn't know that. Well, thank you.
Yes, well, that's absolutely true.
Steve, good morning.
Morning, Paul. Yeah, I'm selling my less than 2-year-old GE refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
My number is 314-5876. And when you call, ask for Richard Cardo. He's going to handle it. And
amazing.
Cactus. PLA.
Cactus.
PLA Incorporated.
Cactus.
PLA Incorporated.
Cactus.
PLA Inc.
Cactus.
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 P
PLA Incorporated.
Episode 25 featured nothing but calls to hotel guests, and there were calls by the Spesses and Sandy Chapin and, of course, me.
Hello, this is Mark from the front desk. I'm just giving you your wake-up call.
I don't have a wake-up call.
We show right here you have a wake-up call.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I never gave them one.
No, somebody from that room made a call and gave a wake-up call. So I don't know what your problem is here, but we have a wake-up call.
Well, you just woke me up. I didn't need one, so thank you.
Well, that was the purpose, to wake you up. So
sir.
If you're... What?
Listen to me. I didn't ask for one. It was a mistake.
Well,
okay?
why would you call the front desk and ask for...
I didn't!
There's no reason to get bitchy with me.
Well, there's no reason for you to be insistent that I wake up.
In episode 26, I did even more hotel calls, but these were slightly different because we were at DEF CON listening to the hotel staff on our police scanner, and we would hear them page maintenance to go to a certain room, and then we would call that room and pretend to be with maintenance or the front desk or whatever. So it was pretty much just like the previous episode, except we had a little bit of inside information this time by using our police scanner.
It's bright.
27, need a makeup. They just checked in, I guess. 627.
For what?
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from housekeeping. I understand you need something done in your room?
Yes, but I'm not completely sure the room was cleaned properly. The sink is still stopped up as it was when we first checked into the room. I don't believe the bathtub is clean. The bed is made poorly. The sheets are like falling off and the comforter is not clean.
Okay. Could you try flushing the toilet for me real quick and see if that makes the sink go down?
Well, we used the toilet already and we've already flushed it.
Well, if you flush it twice, like hit it two times, it's kind of like a code. Hit it two times and then one time, and it should do the sink.
And flushing the toilet will fix the sink?
I think. If you could try it while I'm on the phone real quick, we'll see if that helps.
Okay, hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, that's not helping at all.
Oh, I see. And what was the other problem with the room? Could I talk to that lady again?
Hold on.
Hello?
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
What was the other problems with the room?
The bed. The comforter is not clean. There's stains on the comforter.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if she changed the sheets or what. The sheets aren't... The bed's not made.
The bed's
right,
not made.
I don't know if, you know, they just left it the way...
Why don't you just
fix it up from where it was before we came... I mean, when we came in earlier or what?
Oh, I see. Why don't you just make it yourself, though?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you just make it yourself? Because we kind of had...
Because I just checked into a hotel today... And the room should be presentable.
Yeah, but in the time you've spent making this phone call, you could have made the bed yourself by now. Like, what? You're just wasting both of our times, really.
Excuse me?
I said you're kind of wasting my time and your time by just being a big complainer.
Can I speak to your manager?
No, but, and what kind of stains are on the bed?
I'm sorry, what's your manager's name? What's your name?
My name is Jeff, or the manager's name is Jeff Moss.
Okay, what's your name?
My name is Roy.
Your name's Roy?
Yeah.
Okay, can I speak to Jeff Moss, please?
Jeff Moss is busy running the DEF CON.
Okay.
And...
Who's in charge of you right now?
Okay, so you just need us to come up and make the bed, then? Is that what this is all about?
I'm sorry that I have a problem with whoever came to do their job, didn't do their job correctly.
Okay, do you think you could fold up the sheets for me and set them in a nice pile, nice and neat? Stack the biggest sheets on bottom and the smallest ones on top, and we'll come pick them up?
So you're saying that the person that was supposed to do their job, you want me to do their job for them?
Yeah, could you please? We're a little bit...
So,
we're,
if I do that, then that means somebody's paying me what? That means I get comped off my room?
Oh, no.
Because I'm doing you all's job?
No, you're just helping out. We're still going to have to charge you an extra $25 to remake up your room.
Why are you charging me an extra $25 when it wasn't done correctly in the first place? That's
well, that's your opinion.
Then they left the sink the way it was. Nobody came to fix the sink.
Why can't you just use... There's cups in there on the bathroom sink. You could use those cups to, get the water out of the sink.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, Roy, I'm going to go down to the front desk, and I'm going to find somebody to talk to.
Well, why can't you talk to me? I'm trying to help you right now.
We also did another radio phone mob in this episode. I'm sure you don't want to hear more phone mobbing, so instead, here's a clip of the radio host being really pissed off at us.
And you're welcome to call us at 578-1826 or 578-1827 if you have a legitimate auction call and not strictly a harassment call. And when we don't get harassing, nasty calls, we take the calls on the air. But we're not doing that today because we've gotten some ridiculous calls. What can I say? And if you buy any items on the KDSJ radio auction, our secretaries are manning the phone. So if you do have a legitimate bid on the auction today, by all means, call us 578-1826 or 1827. I'm getting real fed up with these calls.
Holy crap, you guys, we're almost done. We're up to episode 27. Episode 27 features calls to people who check in on Foursquare, where we call up the business that they check into and try to get them on the phone. Also, I'm pretty sure that episode 27 was the first PLA radio episode to feature clips from the phone show, where we talked about how dumb of an idea Foursquare was for legitimate users. So, see, I tried to keep PLA radio going even after I started the phone show, and I lasted 3 or 4 episodes, I guess. But anyway, here is one of the very first Foursquare check-in calls.
Oh, hello. Would it be possible to page a customer that's there?
Yeah. Who did you try to reach?
His name is Shaggy Jenkins.
We'll go by the name Shaggy. Okay, hold on.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hello, this is Paul from the Red Cross, and we're calling asking for donations tonight.
Okay.
And I'd like to know if you'd like to donate this year like you did last year.
How in the heck did you do this?
What are you talking about?
How did you know I'm in a restaurant?
Well, we're with the Red Cross. We're trying a new thing. It's a proactive telemarketing.
Because
it's hard to reach people at home these days. So I was just wondering if we could count on your support this year.
Sure, why not?
Okay. Would you like to donate $25 then to help the people in Haiti?
Could you tell me who you are?
This is Roy with the Red Cross.
I thought you were Paul.
Paul Roy.
I don't see
what's so funny, because, you know, that's an unfortunate name, and I've had to be made fun of my entire life, and I don't appreciate it. Could we count on your donation, your support?
I'm sorry. I'm going to call and just... Who is this?
My name's Paul.
Paul Roy.
Yeah, from the Red Cross.
Cool.
I'm just telemarketing.
This is telemarketing. You called the restaurant line for telemarketing?
That's right. I mean, it's tough times for people in Haiti, and they need help, and we need to count on people
but
like you to support them.
I have a cell phone.
We're not allowed to call cell phones. It's against FTC regulations.
Hang on.
Are you not interested in donating this year, then? We can't count on your support?
Nothing much, man.
Well, I'm sorry?
I did.
What?
Hold on, I've got to call on the other line. All right.
If it's UNICEF, you tell those motherfuckers.
Episode 28 also features clips from the phone show where we talk about the Grouchy Old Man incident. Grouchy Old Man came from this news story which featured him where his number was mixed up with the number from a courthouse, and he was receiving just nonstop calls for the courthouse and they were driving him nuts. And the news story actually zoomed in on a computer screen which had Grouchy Old Man's phone number on it, so of course I had to give him a call.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Calling from Michael Weinstein.
Who's this?
This is Chris Tompkinson from Google.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Can I help you?
I just want to let you know that we had received your request to have your number removed from that page, and it'll be off of there within a couple of days.
You know, this is going on for 7 months.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that. I just want to let you know that we've taken care of it.
Yeah, how did you get the information? Who are you, from media?
No, the news had called us and let us know about the problem.
Yeah, you're from Google Media. That was almost a month ago.
Yeah, we...
I'm getting 25 phone calls every single day.
I'm very sorry about that. We get a lot of...
I got
a lot of
14 phone calls midnight last night. 14!
Wow.
I've done it online, and nobody's done anything. They were nasty as hell to me. I have an 88-year-old mother-in-law that's been getting phone calls 7 o'clock in the morning.
I was just calling to let you know that... I was just calling to let you know we finally taken care of it for you.
Yeah, finally, after 7 months.
Yeah, well, I was just hoping you'd appreciate it, though.
Appreciate it? I've had a heart attack since then. I'm serious. I got medical records.
Because of Google?
Because I'm getting aggravated. Because every time I call, there's no tech support.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody does anything.
We don't have tech support here. We're Google.
Well, I know. I know that. And the receptionist hung up on me 10 million times. And she said, too bad. I can't do anything. I asked to speak to a supervisor. Nobody spoke to me.
Yeah, but we are taking...
It's a little ridiculous the way you run your program there.
Yeah, well, is what happened is we let the janitor help us with putting phone numbers in, and he put your number in instead of the courthouse.
The janitor?
Yeah, he was out there mopping, and I'm just like, you know, you can help us, because we were short-staffed that day.
And what's your name?
My name is Chris Tompkinson.
And you're from Google. What is is there a direct phone number for you in case, you know, nothing gets done? Because I still get phone calls. I've gotten so many phone calls today.
It's going to take a couple days for it to kind of cycle through, and then it'll be fixed, and your number won't be on there anymore.
That's fine. Yeah, but is there a direct number for you?
I don't want to give you that, because I don't like getting strange...
Well, why not?
I don't like getting calls all day from people I don't know.
Well, you won't get calls all day. I just want to know, just so I have it on record.
Oh, actually, April Fools. I'm not really Google. Hee-hee, isn't that funny? We're not fixing anything. It was all just a joke. Do you get it?
Who the fuck are you, man?
I'm an April Fool's prankster.
Oh, you are, huh?
Uh-huh. Okay. Do you think it's funny?
You're a fucking asshole if you're not from Google.
Hello?
You know something? That was not funny.
I thought it was funny.
That really wasn't, Chris.
It's April Fool's.
I don't think so. I don't care. That wasn't funny. I'm serious. That was not a joke on what I'm going through. You don't know what I'm going through. You really don't.
I'm sorry. I thought it would break...
I had to get the police... Hey, listen, pal. I had to get the police here the other night because I've been getting phone calls all night.
Uh-huh.
And the stupid thing is that you called me with a caller ID from PA, and then you do this game.
I thought it would brighten up your day with, like, an April Fool's joke.
No, it did not brighten up my day. It got me a little bit more pissed off.
Cool.
It really did.
I thought it would help you.
No, nothing will help me when I'm going through for the past 7 months and nobody's helping me from Google.
Why don't you change your number?
Why should I change my number? I had the number first.
Well, that way you...
If your janitor entered it wrong, it's not my fault.
Well, it's not my fault he's an idiot. I guess that's why he's a janitor.
Let me ask you something. Listen, Chris. Let me ask you something. If I buy a house, somebody comes over to me and says, hey, you got to move out. Do I have to move out? It's my house first. Why should I change my number when I had it first? And I got hundreds of people that have my number, and Google wouldn't even change it, even though I did it on the computer for 3 months?
That seems like it'd be a lot easier than going through all this, like all the phone calls.
Oh, I shouldn't have to change my number. You guys should enter it correctly. You know something? My number is not even close to what the courthouse number is. Not even close.
I'm not even with Google, though. It was an April Fool's joke. I was just kidding around.
Yeah, when I called back, it said you were from Google.
That was part of the joke.
Oh, well, part of the joke on your recorder. You know something?
Uh-huh.
I have a lawsuit, and you guys are screwed. And I got your number, I got your name,
uh-huh.
And you did the wrong thing, pal. I'm telling you. You did the wrong thing.
What, playing an April Fool's joke on April 1st?
Listen, son of a bitch. I'm telling you. Listen. You did the wrong thing. I ain't playing games here. What do you think? I went on the news for nothing? I went on the news for my health? I have an 88-year-old mother-in-law that needs phone calls at 7 o'clock in the morning, and you play this stupid joke?
You should turn off the ringer.
You know something? You should shut your mouth, because you're in trouble now. I'm telling you. Your name is on my list. Goodbye. Don't call
How big's your list?
And I think most of you probably know the rest of the story. He figured out who we were, and he started calling into the phone show and harassing us during one of our shows. It was pretty amazing. And then he changed his number, and we never heard from him again.
Good morrow to all. This is William Shakespeare, writer of plays and sonnets. You are listening to the Phone Losers of America. They steal more jokes than I did.
Alright, so the very last episode of PLA Radio was episode 29, and an entire year went by between episode 28 and 29, so you could tell I was kind of getting tired of PLA Radio. I think because I discovered how easy it was just to do a show where I didn't have to do any editing, so I guess you could say that PLA Radio ended because I'm lazy, or I guess more likely because I was just busy doing the weekly call-in show thing. Anyway, in episode 29, we tricked Target into registering our cordless phone handset into a store's phone system so that we can take customer phone calls from out in the parking lot.
Hello, who are you calling for?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, my name is Liz. I was actually calling because we bought a stroller there last night. It was one of the strollers that we've registered for.
Yes.
And so we got the 10% off. And when I talked to her, she had told me that the box would be the exact same as the display, which was cream. And I asked her a few times, because on the box it had a blue picture, and she said, no, it'll be cream just like the display. But we got home and it's blue.
Oh, my God.
And,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, I guess, how we go about...
Ma'am, do you really think your baby gives a shit what color the stroller is? The baby doesn't care. The baby does not care what color the stroller is. You're being ridiculous. You're being a typical...
Are you kidding me right now? Do you seriously work for Target, or is this a joke?
Yeah, I'm the LOD here at Target. I'm just saying that the baby... It's a baby stroller, and you're only going to be using it for a year or two. So, get over it.
What is your name?
My name is Kevin Minnick.
Oh my goodness, I am blown away right now. Okay, well,
you're not used to
the higher management then.
They're going to tell you the same thing, that you're being ridiculous and the baby does not give a shit. It's just a stroller. It's just a baby.
You need to watch your language.
Your baby is not special.
You need... I'm blown away, honestly.
You know there's starving kids in third world countries?
I would like to know who your supervisor is. I will hang up if you don't give me that number.
Okay, let me get that. But while I'm looking it up, there's starving kids out there, and you're complaining about the color of your stroller. Do you know how selfish that is? Do you know
Are you going to give me this supervisor's number? Should I hang up?
I'm looking it up right now.
Hey, Adam, I'm going to talk to you face-to-face right now. If you talk to my wife like this, I'm coming to him.
Hello, I got the number here.
The whole thing with registering our phone to the store's phone network was pretty amazing, and I can't believe I haven't done it again since then, but I think that's something I definitely need to do one of these years.
This is Erica from the 976 Girls, and you are listening to PLA Radio.
So I guess that's it. PLA Radio lasted nearly 6 years, and it was a lot of fun to put the shows together, even though my editing techniques were incredibly tedious at the time. I don't currently have any plans at all to bring PLA Radio back, but you never know, it could still happen in the future, although I currently don't see the point because I'm kind of doing the same thing in the Snowplow Show. But still, who knows, one of these years you might end up seeing episode 30 of PLA Radio. I know we're calling this the 10-year anniversary of PLA Radio, even though it only lasted for 6 years, but the important thing is that this is the 10-year anniversary of me making actual shows for you guys to listen to. PLA itself is older than 20 years now, but it's just been in the past 10 years that I've done PLA Radio and the Big Beef Bueno Show, the Phone Show, and the Snowplow Show. And at this point, I really can't imagine ever not doing some kind of show. I think I'm officially addicted now, and I can't see me ever stopping. And I think a lot of that probably has to do with listener support and all of the nice emails and voicemails I've gotten over the past 10 years. So not to get too sappy or anything, but I think I owe all of you a lot of thanks for everything you've done for me this past decade, and for keeping me going and yelling at me all over social media whenever I start slacking on shows. You guys are awesome, and I hope we can keep doing all of this wacky stuff together for another 10 years or so, or maybe even longer if the old folks' home that I move into will allow me to have a bunch of podcasting equipment set up around my side of the room, and my grouchy old roommate doesn't mind. I'm going to end this episode with a song by Trevlin, also known as DJ Boo. He did several songs for PLA Radio. He did that parody of the Angry Video Game Nerd as an introduction. And when I started using that, I thought that was an original song. I'd never heard of the Angry Video Game Nerd. But anyway, Trevlin did a lot of really awesome things for PLA Radio. So here's a song by him that mentions PLA Radio. This is Black Hat Life.
Through the switches and into your cubicle, across the PBX and into your server, I know every corporate security game. To get in, I social engineer my way, forwarding traffic from every machine. This Black Hat's got his eyes on everything. Voicemails, POP3, SSL Apache, passwords, keys, and a fake photo ID. Taking down your firewall, brick by brick. Incoming, outgoing, sniff, sniff, sniff. My focus on your LAN is gonna make my day. Your misconfigured SQL server's gonna be my slave. It's a Black Hat life, I'm living every day. It's a which we create. Cause nothing else is worth living each day. It's a black cat life in which we create. Credentials are a given and they're given to me. My social engineer skills are pretty freaking linked. I got a little bit, I learned everything I know from my friends on IRC and PLA Radio. Credentials are a given and they're given to me. When I saw your password, I thought that shit was funny. I gotta admit, before I run these commands, it feels so good to have this power in my hands. I lay on mad skills and pretend I'm a good friend. Before I walk away, the girl says, hey, wait, maybe one night we can go out late. One more number to add to my list. Man, this corporation, security is bullshit. I take off my suit in the elevator, guess what?
What?
Now I'm dressed like a janitor. This is my building now, these are my server rooms. And each and every one of you, you know I'm gonna root. Dressed like a janitor, I do this shit in person. Open every door so I can get back in.
It's a black hat. We create, cause nothing else is worth living each day. It's a black hat life in which we create. It's a black hat life we live in every day. It's a black hat life in which we create. Nothing else is worth living each day. It's a black hat life in which we create.
10 years, man! 10 years! 10 years! 10 years!